Okay, today's daf Mem Dalet. We're on Mem Gimel Amid Beis. We're like about 10 lines from the bottom where it says Matnisa D'Tanya. And today's share is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Freud, Leila Nishmas Esther Chumbach of Chaim Halev. Okay, so we said yesterday that if Reb Zeira can't explain a Brisa, then nobody can, right? He can't do it, nobody can do it. What kind of Brisa, like where's an example of that? So this is an example out of left field now, just to show that Reb Zeira was able to explain Brisa. Masnisa D'Tanya, not Reb Zeira, I'm sorry, it's the Iri. Not Reb Zeira, it's the Iri. Same letter, right? So D'Tanya, the Brisa is like this. In them, Rubikalos, it's talking about Tumah. It's a Brisa in Taurus Kahan, Parshas Emor. If the Torah said that by Kalos, there's such a thing as Tumah, Lama Nemru Chamura. Why did it have to say by Chamura? The Im Nemru Chamuros, Lama Nemru Kalos. And if it said about Chamuros, why did it have to say it by Kalos? So the Brisa continues, In Nemru Kalos, Velo Chamuros, had it said it by Kalos, and not Chamuros. Hayisi Omer, I would have said, Ala Kalos Balav, Ala Chamuros Bimisa. For Kalos, you get Lav, and if it's Chamor, you get Misa. Kach Nemru Chamuros, that's why the Chamuros are mentioned, right? That they also only get Lav. They have Nemru Chamuros, and it is really words now, we're not explaining it at all, because the Iri is going to explain it. If Nemru Chamuros, if the only words are Chamuros, below Nemru Kalos, and it would not have said Kalos, Hayisi Omer, I would have said, Ala Chamuros Yehechayiv, On Chamuros Yichayiv, Malkus, Al Kalos, Yepatr. So, Al Kalos, Yepatr. Lakach Nemru, Kalos. Okay? That is the right one. What on earth does that mean? My Kalos, my Chamuros. What is Kalos and Chamuros? Ilema, if you want to tell me, Kalos means Miser, Miser Shani. Why is Miser Shani a Kal? Because if somebody is Tomek, Miser Rishon, you're allowed to eat when you're Tomek. I call Miser Rishon. That Meister Shani. So Meister Shani is more kal than Truma. In what way? It's more kal than Truma in the sense that a Tvul Yom is allowed to eat Meister Shani without waiting for nightfall. And Truma, you have to wait for nightfall. So Meister Shani is more kal. There you go. So if Ilema Kalos is Meister and Chamuros is Truma, and now we plug in Meister and Truma into the price that we just mentioned, that can't be. Hayisi Omer B'Misa? I would have said that what? That Chamuros gets Misa? Hashtanami HaB'Misa. That's true. It does get Misa. My Truma does, you do get Misa. So that can't valid. That can't be the explanation. Because Truma does get Misa. Okay? You do get Misa. Get Misa Deshamayim. Somebody eats Truma, they get Misa Deh Shemayim. So the whole, well, Kalos, Chamuros, I would have thought you get Misa, you don't get Misa. No, you do get Misa. That can't be it. Vitsu, also, Elo Nemru, if it wouldn't have said, Elo Nemru, if it wouldn't have said Kalos, or Chamuros, Hayizi Omer, I would have said, the Misa? That can't be. Why can't that be? Dio Lavo Menadid Leos Kenidon. If one of them had only a Lav, how could the other one get Misa? How can what you learn from Kal V'chomer be more severe than what you learned that? It's impossible. Right? Ella, that can't be shot. Ella, Kalos, what does Kalos mean? Kalos means Tumas Sheret. Right? After all, Tumas Sheret is about a 7-day Tumah. It's a 1-day Tumah. So Kalos means Tumas Sheret. And Chamuros is Tumas Mi. Much more severe. Could that be possible? Ubamai. What are we talking about? What happened when you were Tumas Sheret and what happened when you were Tumas Misa. What happened? What'd you do? Eat the truma. If you ate truma, eat the huba misa. But you know what? It doesn't make a difference why you're tummy. If you're tummy from a sheret, or if you're tummy from misa, and you went ahead and ate truma, you chayav misa. So there's no distinction. Okay? There's no distinction. Vesu also, lakach nemru chamuros dibalav. And then we said what? That's why maybe the chomor is alive. Haba misa he. You get misa for that. The e bachil is meiser. And if you're talking about meiser, im lo nemru chamuros. If it wouldn't have said chamuros, hayisi omer al chamuros for misa, I would have thought that the chamuros get misa. Hami tuma sheretz ka'atia. And he's telling me now it's only tuma sheretz. Again, dialogue of menadin liyos kidon. can't be more machmir than the thing you're learning out. So if you only get a lot for one of them, or iser for one of them, you can't get mixer for the other one. So we're back to our square one. What does this brisa mean? Kalos, hamuros, we would learn the kal from the chama, we learn the chama from the kal. What does it mean? Okay, and that's when Zeiri comes in and saves the day. It's very difficult. What Zeiri says, I'll try to understand this. Amar Zeiri says like this: kalos is tumas sheretz, and chamuros is tumas meg. Kalos is tumas sheretz, chamuros is tumas meg. And here's how we read it. Ilu nemar tumas sheretz. If the Torah only would have said that somebody's not allowed to eat tumas sheretz, that somebody's not allowed to eat kudshim or meiser or something when they have tumas sheretz, the nemar meiser, and it would have said that you over a lot, you eat meiser sheni when you have tumas sheretz, the truma, and if somebody eats truma, they get mita, v'lo nemar tumas meis, and it wouldn't have said anything about tumas meis. Hayiti Omer, I would have said, wait a minute, al kalos balaf. If you have tumas sheretz and you eat truma or maisa sheni, you get a lav. Al chamuros, right? But what's chamuros? Chamuros here is truma. Truma is more machmir than maisa sheni. Al chumros b'misa, that you would have gotten misa. Why? Because it's more machmir. Midikalos al chamuros b'mita, since a tamei sheret who eats truma gets mita, chamuros nami. So too on a chamuros. What's chamuros? Tameis al kalos on meiser sheni you get mita. I would have thought that even meiser sheni you get mita. Lakach nemru chamuros. That's what chamuros are mentioned to teach you that no matter what on meiser sheni you never get mita. Only mita on truma. And then he explained the price of beautiful. Okay? Okay, next. The Mishnah said that, we learned earlier, kol sheyesh lo matirit, bein ba'adam, bein lemizbeach, chavan alav mishum pigol. The only way you can ever have pigol is if the avoda you're doing is a matir. Right? Is a matir. Right? So, for example, if you have a bad machshava by the shiari hadam, right, when you're pouring the blood, or the emurin, that's not a matir, and therefore there's no piddle for that. Okay? So, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, it says like this. We're talking about that, the pasuk says, They should be distinct. The Bnei Yisrael, the Kahanim should be separate. V'lo as shem kaji, don't be mechal my name. Asher hein makdishin li, that they're sanctified to me, ani Hashem. Okay, Kahanim should not be mechal Hashem's name, because they're holy people. What does that mean?
It means they don't get up for an holy and a bus. They're going to be mechal Hashem's name. That's not what it means.
What does it mean? It says that we learn out from there, pigle.
Don't mess up my kavanos, right?
Don't mess up my kavanos. Oh, maybe, eino, maybe, ella, kiyote, v'shlamin.
Maybe that the only time there's pigle is by a carbon shlamin. After all, that's where pigle's written. Pigle's only written by a carbon shlamin.
Oh, ma shlamin,
or kavanos like carbon shlamin, in what sense?
Ma shlamin, miyuchadim. Shlamins are special. Why? Shinachal l'shnei loyom avay lechad. They can be eaten for 2 days and one night in between. Af kol shinachal l'shnei yom avay lechad. So too, any carbon that you can eat for 2 days and one night in between, I think a bechor you could, bechor and a meiser animal, those animals, that's where there's a pigle. The nechal l'yom avay lechad. How do I know if you can eat the carbon for 1 day, the day it's brought? Let's say it's brought on a Monday. So you can eat it Monday afternoon and Monday night, right? But Tuesday you can't. Menayin, how do you know there's pigle on such kabonos also? Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, mi b'sar, shekal, sheshiarin, necholin. Any carbon that's left over, meaning, this suffer from what you can eat, Monday afternoon, Monday night, there's going to be tigel. What about Ola? Ola knows nothing to eat. Can't eat Ola. What about Ola? Well, Ola, she'ed, she'yareh, nechalit, menayin. There is nothing left over to eat. How do you know that Ola also is under the under tigel? Hamad lomar, zeva. It says zeva. Menayin l'rabak ofo. How do I know to include even birds? Also, v'minchas, minchas, achani marbe, log shemen shel mitzorah. I'll also include the log shemen of a mitzorah. We're going to spend a lot of time on this. This log shemen of a mitzorah, a log is a measurement. This log shemen of a mitzorah, from what I understand, it was put on his toe, on his right toe, on his right ear, but the other on his right toe, his right thumb, and then what? The rest of it was up, maybe some of it was put on the mitzvah, maybe, and then the rest of it was given to the kohen to eat. Okay, so that's also something that could be pivotal, right? So Mar Balog Shem and Shal Mitzorah. How do I know to include all that? That's also Pigel. Talmud Lomar. As Talmud Lomar. That's why it says in that part that I start off with, Asherheim Makdishin Li Ani Hashem. Whatever is holy to me. Meaning all these other kabanos, they're also kabanos. Just because it's a bird, those are kabanos. Right? Now, says the Gemara, V'asi no sir. Chilul chilul mituma. I know no sir. It's a chilul chilul from tuma. It's a gzeira shava. You can't eat no sir, just like you can't eat tuma, right? It's a gzeira shava. Asi pigle, a pigle comes along, avon avon mi no sir. Another gzeira shava, avon avon from no sir. Okay. So we have a gzeira shava that we learn out from pigle and tuma, from no sir and tuma and pigle. That's just like Noser's author and Tumah's author, so too Pigle's author. What? It's not the opposite, it's a different source. Different source. We just had a whole source in this pasuk in Parshat Emor. A different source is Derishava's source. Okay? All right, Bob, because these are the things even you can't eat. Right? Right, so we're going to get to that. That's very complicated. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to the bottom of the page. But what the whole status of this Loch Shemin is. We're going to have the number on that. But simply, I think this is just another Makar. Okay, now wait a minute. At the end of the day, we have Makoros that Pigel applies to every carbon. Whether it's Zer Shavit, whether it's Limudim. At the end of the day, Pigel applies to every carbon. So then, Lama Nema Shlam Meata, why does it specify, why does Torah single out Pigel by Shlomo. It applies everywhere. Why does it single out by Shlomo? So the Gemara says, Lomo, I'm going to tell you, Ma Shlomo Yuchadim, Sheesh Lehem Matirin, Bein Adam, Beilim is Beya. Oh, that's why. Because Shlomo is a carbon that has Matirin. Either it's a Matir for people, or Matir for the Mizbeya. Av Kol, Sheesh Lehem Matirin, Bein Adam, Bein Lehem is Beya, Chavon Lehem Vishom Pigel. So too, the only time this pigle is when the avoda is a matir. So, for example, ha'ola, what's an ola for? What's an ola? Dama matir es besara lemizbeach. The dam of an ola, sprinkling the dam of an ola, matirs the mizbeach to receive the rest of the animal, to burn it. So the dam is a matir. So there's yet pigle by a carbon ola. The ora l'kahanim. Also, the dam allows the animal, the kahanim to get the hide, which kahanim get the hide. Ola ta'o. What about an olas oak, which also nobody eats? Dama matir es besara lemizbeach. Again, the dam is matir, this bird can be burnt on the mizbeach. Chatas oak. What about a chatas oak? Dama matir es besara lekahanim. Again, a chatas oak kahanim can eat. So the dam, the sprinkling, it matirs that the kahanim can eat. Parm hanisrafin. What about the parm hanisrafin? Usiirim hanisrafin, which nobody eats. That doesn't make a difference. Dama matir is emurei likari. The dam is matir. That's emurin, right? Certain parts of the animal are burnt on the mizbeah. Umotzi anias hakomet. Also, I'll include the komet. What? Exclude the komet. No, include. Exclude hakomet. The komet. That's the three fingers full of flour. There's halavona and the spices that come with the carbon mincha. Haktoret. The ktoret. Uminchas Kahanim, the some mincha that a Kahanim bring, Uminchas Kor Mashiach, the mincha of a Kohen Gadol, Uminchas Nesachim, and Nesachim, the Hadam, and Dam itself, do not matter anything else. I'm not sure what the Dam over here, what is the word Dam mean over here? It must be, it doesn't do anything. Ktores.
No, but he's saying that allows him to eat the rest of the carnivore.
It goes both ways, no? Let's say the dam is the ola, matir is the hide.
That's why
it's pickled. Uh-huh. So, for example, ketores. No one eats that. No one does anything with that.
Right.
It doesn't apply. There's no pickle. Eating it. We said that already. There's only pickle if you end up eating it. Get all the bed machshavas in the world. You have to actually do something later. Eat it.
Or have the
mizbeach eat it. Right. No, but you have to eat it later. We said that already. You have to eat it later. No, eat. The Gemara never says that, but it's part of the rules. The Gemara never said that. You know, the Gemara never said that. It said it one time. What? The Mishnah said that black and white. Right. Got that? Yeah. Okay. Good? What? Why? Rabbi Shimon Omer. He argues. Mashlam Yukhadim. She yesh bo. Just like Shlom is special. She yesh bo al bezbeach achito. V'chayav an alav. Right? It has zrika on the bezbeach achito. And then therefore, after that, You can v'chayav alav, and you be chayav pickle if you have bad machshavos. Af kol sheyesh al mizbeach hachiton, chayav alav v'shem pickle. Don't do anything going on the Adam mizbeach. Yatsu farm hanasrafim, v'shem hanasrafim. Those goats and those sheep, those cows for your kippur and parhal davar shel tibur and Kohen Gadol makes a mistake. All those karbonos. Hoel she'enon al mizbeach hachiton kishlamim, but out of the mizbeach hachiton. Ein chayav and a love mishum pickle. There is no pickle for that. Okay, that was some sheet that we had that already. He came up already. Now, Omar Mar, we said that kiyote bishlamin. What's like shlamin? What is a carver that could be eaten for 2 days or one night? For the two kavanos. My knee, what is that? Bakar. It's like a bakar. The nechal, the shayam, and v'layla echad. Now, what? There's a mitzvah, I think mitzvah. What?
It is, but it's not called a shlamim, it's called a bakar.
Right. Now, b'may osi, how would I include, what's the drasha that would include a bakar animal to be the same din of pigle like a shlamim? What would that include? Imamatinu, if it's going to be a mamatinu, what does a mamatinu mean? It's Torah says something by one place. It applies by every other place that's similar. That can't be. Ekelamifrach. I have a crash on that. Ma'amatinu. Ma'al shlamim. What's the story with the shlamim? Shehein tuunin smicha v'nesachim v'tznufas chaz of a shok. A shlamim has all those extra milas that a bechor does not have. Ella, rather, it's from the pasuk of im ha'ochel ye'ochel, which the Gemara says is a klal prat klal. Okay? How is that a klal praklal? Because it's very simple. Of course it's a klal praklal. It says, where is that pasuk? It's a pasuk in Vayikra, I think it's in Parashat Tzav. It says, Vim ha'ochel ye'ochel. Now why is it ha'ochel ye'ochel twice? It's two pras, that's two klals. You hear this? That's two klals. Then it said, Hibsar zevach shlomov. That's a pras. Okay, then can you have two klals and then a pras following? This is yes. It's a good one to answer right now. So what is that? We have ochel is a klal. Anything ye. Then we have a pras to shlomov. Then we have another klal, ochel, anything ye. So klal, pras, klal. And therefore, just like a shlomov has the following properties, so too any carbon with the same properties could be pigle. So the Gemara says, Hani, Tre, Klal, Smithi, Azadi, Nidu. But the two claws are next to each other. How can you call a claw that? I'm a rabbi, it's not a problem. Call me my rabbi, we said already in Eretz Yisrael. Call Makam Shatamoti, Shnei Klal, that's Mukham Delotet. Whenever you have two claws that are next to each other, Hatel Prat Benehem, stick the Prat in between them, Vidunam Beklalu Prat, and consider it a claw Prat. Again, what that means, I don't know. I don't know how klal work. We always had this kasha. So, the fact that you have two klals next to each other, if this rule, if you want to take this rule to the extreme, means the whole Torah, you can do crazy things. What? Because everything, what did you say? Exactly. Everything's a klal pratal then. But okay, Torah doesn't say that, the Gemara doesn't say that everything, certain things. Fine. Achani marba, log shem and shalva Torah. And then the Gemara said, that Brisa said, let's include a log shemen of the Mitzorah, Hamani, who's the author of that statement? Rabbi Tanya, he said, log shemen shal Mitzorah, the log shemen of a Mitzorah, chayafin alav mishum pigel. Yechayef a pigel, what does that mean, yechayef a pigel? If the log shemen didn't come by itself, the log shemen of a Mitzorah was part of the Tahira process for a Mitzorah, the log shemen accompanied the carbon usham. So if, while you're bringing the usham, you have fantasies about the log shemen being done at the wrong place at the wrong time, that's going to be pivotal. That's Reb Meir's shot. Okay? Dibbe Reb Meir. Now wait a minute. Aim a seifa. The seifa of this price has said, Motzi ani, I'm excluding from here, Minchas Nesachim, Vahadam. I'm excluding Minchas Nesachim and Dam. Asan l'rabbanan. That can only be the Rabbanan. Why can that only be the Rabbanan? It's Tanya. Because you have a Tosefta that says, Niske behema, the Nesachim of a behema, Chayavan alav mishum pigel, they're chayav for pigel, v'pnei shedam ha-zevach matirin. Because the dam is matir them. Likare, to be brought. Divei Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir's shita. The problem with Nesachim, what's Nesachim? Nesachim is wine. Now, the halacha is, which is what the Chacham said back, you could bring the wine. The wine didn't have to come with the carbon. So you brought a carbon, you forgot the wine at home. Bring it the next day. You could bring the carbon today. You can bring it 10 days later. That could not be pickled. Amalahan, so Rameer says back, yeah, I agree with you that you could bring it 10 days from now. I'm only talking about where you didn't forget the wine. You brought the wine with you. You brought the wines right here. And then you have pickled thoughts about the wine that will be pickled. Right, you're right. If you forgot the wine, you don't have money for wine. What? No, right now. You bring in the carbon with the thought of the doers and the sakam at a different time. What do you have for the thought? That's why you have the wine right here. If you forgot, it's one thing. The wine's right here. That's what he says. He's over here. Shem chishev macheves pigel v'zman avodas ha'asham. Right. The spagel at halog shemen. Right. If you eat the log shemen. Right. You've pickled thought with this asham. The log shemen considered part of the asham. It's considered part of the asham. Unlike the nesachim, which are not. After all, I don't even have to bring those nesachim today. I can bring them next week. So Mary said, yeah, I'm only talking about, he's brought the nesachim with you. You're right. She brought them next week, I'm not talking about that. But they're sitting right here with you. They're right here. So if they're right here, and you bring a carbon, shlamim, or whatever, and you have, and you pickle, and the wine's right here, of course it's going to be pickle if you take the wine. Of course. So the Gemara says, it's impossible that this safer could be Rav Meir. It's impossible. Because Rav Meir said, there's no pickle on the Sachim, and the Rav Meir said there is pickle on the Sachim, and yet this safer here says there is none. He said that. He said that. But so what? The Bryson should have said that. So the Gemara answers, Amar of Yosef, you're right. Hamani, Amar of Yosef, Hamani, who is the author of this Bryson? Rebbe, he is Rebbe. To Amar, Log Shemen Shal Mitzorah, Matnosav Shari Lahu. The applications that are done with this oil, with this Log Shemen, right? That is the matir itself. There are logs, apparently, I think I read this yesterday, I don't remember. But besides going on the toe and the thumb and all that, it also, I think, was put onto the Mizeh HaPanimi. That application, like the Mizeh HaPanimi, right, they are matir from an Isser Me'ila. Umidin Matanosav Shari Lahu, since the Matanos matirit, Matanosav Mithadli way, that can also be pickle on them as well. In other words, if during the application of this oil, the Kohen thinks that the leftover oil, which he gets to eat, he's going to eat at the wrong time, that will be mefagel the shemen. Okay? That's how you can have pickle of a log shemen. And that's Rebbe Shita. Ditanya, log shemen shal mitzora, Mo'ol in bo, ad chi yizrak hadam. There could be me'ila on that until you do zrika. Nizrak hadam, once you did the zrika, and we always had this, once the carbon's brought, the thing's status changes. Lo nanin, it's usher to have hana from this lo shemen, the usher derabanan. Below mo'olin, there's no me'ila. Rebbe Omer, no. Mo'olin, there's me'ila, ad chi yite matinosav. Once you put the shemen on the mizbeah, the Shavin, but they both agree, she usher ba'achila, it's usher to eat, ad she'itin matan sheva, umatan bahono, until you apply the seven and on the thumb, and on the toe. So what do you see from here? According to Rebbe, the sprinkling, or the application of the oil in the heichal, is a matir for the shemen. So that answers Rabbi Yosef's kasha from before, that according to Rebbe, the log shemen can be mispagel. If it's a foot of man, a foot muffle, mashallah. Okay? Amre, Amru Kamed of Yirmiya. Instead of running of Yirmiya, Yirmiya said, Gavra, Rabba, Kravyosi, Lema, Kiyamilsa. A great man, you can say something like that. Is that possible? Why? Hare log haba bifneyatmo. If a log is brought with itself, nothing to do with the carbon mitzora, right? Nothing to do with the ashram. It's brought independently. The kule alma, everybody holds matnosav sharile, that the matanos matirin, right? Meaning the log shemen itself is applied to the mizbeach. The lo math gilinle, and it's not going to be pickled. It's not going to be pickled. The tanya log shemen shal mitzora chayavin alav mishum pickle b'nei shadam matiro libahono. If you're a mayor, the dam is the matir. Amru lo for a mayor. They said to a mayor, follow adam maybe ashmo achshav v'log v'kan v'adesha yamin. You can bring the asham today, and you can bring the log next week. It doesn't. It's not ma'akev, right? Amolahen. So a mayor said, same answer. Ah, ani lo amarti ela ba im ha'asham. You're right. I'm only talking about where the log shemen is here. What? In other words, the only time, the only time there could be pigle on the log shemen is if it's brought together with the carbon. What you mean, always bring it separately to run out of pigle problems? I don't know. So again, we come back to our question. You can't tell me that the answer is Rebbe Shita, because it's simply not true. The log shemen has no independent
matir to be able to be available for pigel. So again, how do we explain this brisa? It seems to be a sira. Rameiris is the author of the resha, and the Rameiris cannot be the author of the sefer. So Amar of Yirmiya, la'olam Rameiri, it is Rameir, the sami mikan nesachim. Right, remove the nesachim from the brisa. Remove it. Why? Because that was the problem. The problem was the nesachim. Because the nesachim don't have to be brought together. So if they brought together, that was the whole problem. The problem was nesachim. Said the Rameir, remove it. Shouldn't have been in there. And then the Rameir makes sense. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, La'olam lo tesami. No, you don't have to remove it. You don't have to remove it. You don't have to remove it. Vitana log haba im ha'asham. And it mentions, we're talking about a log that's brought together with the asham. Hu adin hu nesachim haba min ha'deva. Which is what we said before, Masa. So too, we're talking about a case where the nesachim are brought together. But too, you said the same thing. V'hadar tani nesachim haba b'fnei atzman. And then it says, Nesachim brought by themselves, the Hu Adin Lelog above Ifnei Atmo, which is the same thing as the Lelog comes by itself, where there can't be Pigel. It's all Rameir, exactly. First he says, everyone says it's Rameir. One answer is, take out Nesachim. And the other is, no, you don't have to take it out. We're talking about a situation where the Nesachim are brought together with the carpet. If they're brought together with the carpet, then Rameir makes sense. Okay. Good? All right. Next. What? You're right. Next. Chatas ha'ov, dama, matir, es besaro l'kahanim. The chatas ha'ov, the dam is matir the basar. V'nahani mili, how do you know that? The tani Levi. Levi had a whole pasuk in Bamidbar, yud ches, tes. It says, ze yihye l'cha mikodesh ha'kadashim in ha'esh kol karbonam. Kol karbonam. Call minchasam, call chatasam, call hashamim, asher yashivu li kodesh kodeshim l'chayu l'vanecha. So many calls. Call karbonam, l'rabos, log shemen shalom atzorah. That includes log shemen. So kedai tachamina, I would have thought, min ha'esh kasav rachmana, the pasuk there says, min ha'esh, b'hai lav, moser, min ha'eshu. That has nothing to do with it's not left over from Eish, from the Kamash Malan. That's why he says, call Karbanam, even include the log that's given to the Kahanam. L'chol Minchasam, remember the word L'chol Minchasam? L'rabos Minchas Omer. That includes Minchas Omer. U Minchas Kinaos. And the Mincha of Vesokta. Talk about the Kamina. I would have thought it says in Vayishimos, Chavtet, V'achlu Otam Asher Chupar Bahem. That most of the time, most things are kapara. They're a kapara. Minchas ha'omer is not a kapara. What is that? It's lahatir. It's lahatir. Zimatir the chadash. Isya. The minchas kinoz. Levarer avon ka'asya. Right? What is the minchas sota? To be mevarer, whether or not she did something, not a kapara. I would have thought maybe these two are excluded and there's no such thing as pigle. Kalash blan. Yes, there is. Ooh, l'chol chasasam. What is that? L'rabos chatas ha'ov. That is chatas ha'ov. Again, I would have thought, nevela he, it's a nevela. Why is it a nevela? Because it doesn't have shnita, it only has malika, kamash malan. No, it's considered tigal anyway. L'chol ha'shamam, l'rabos asham nazir, asham mitzora. To include asham nazir and asham mitzora. Talking to Chamina, I would have thought, l'hachshir ka'asu. Look up hurry here. What are they brought for? Just to permit the person, the nazir, or the mitzorah. Now, come after him. Now he can go back to the Beit HaMikdash. He can all the things. Kamash Milan, it doesn't make a difference. There's still table over here. Asha mitzorah, the hedyik sivay. It says behedya. What does it say? It says kichatas ha'asham hula kohen. Why would we need another reboot? It says Ella, the rabbis, asham nazir, ki asham mitzorah. Right, so Asher Nazir, just like an Asher Mitzorah, has already been mentioned. Asher Yashivu, what does Asher Yashivu mean? Zeh Gezel Hager, that includes a Gezel Hager. What's a Gezel Hager? If you stole from a Ger, and then you want to give it back, the Ger died. And the Ger has no relative. So who do you give it back to? Everybody, every other Jew in Israel has got a relative somewhere. A Ger's got no relative. So you stole from a Ger, and they want to give it, what do you give it back to? So you know what you do? You give it to the Kahana. When the Mishnah that day. L'cha hu,
Shalachal yehei afil l'kadosh bo'os isha. It belongs to the kahanim, right? It's considered chulin. It's considered chulin, and they can even be mekadosh isha with it. But that has nothing to do with that. That has nothing to do with pigle. That's a separate limit. Okay. You know, we'll stop here. You know, maybe we can do some more. Tanya.
What?
Tanya. We learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Elezom, Shurim Yossi, Pigel, if you mafagel, bedover hanase bechot, with some outer, with something done in outer avoda, pigel. That's pigel. Bedover hanase bifnim, if it's something that's done in the heichal, low pigel, that's not pigel. Okay, what does that mean? Hayomi bechot, you're outside the azara. Va'amra, you said, hareini shochet, I can't wait to check this carbon. Lahazos damo lumachar, and I'm going to sprinkle the dam tomorrow. Lo pigel, that's not pigel. Why is that not pigel? Shemachshava bachot v'davar hanasa b'fnim lo pigel. You're standing outside and you have kavanah to do something inside. That's not pigel. Yeah, you didn't do anything. Exactly. You're sitting in your living room. I can't wait. That's not pigel. Haya omed b'fnim. If you're standing inside of Amar and you said, Hareini mazeh almanas lahakdir. I'm going to sprinkle the dam. Almanas lahakdir emurin. V'lishboch shirayim l'machar. To do the emurin, or to pour the leftover dam tomorrow. Again, that's not pigel. Why not? Shezeh machshava b'fnim. Yes, it's a machshava b'fnim. But it's v'davar anaseh b'chut. It's to do something that's outside. It doesn't make a difference. Because they're not matters. It's not really outside. That's pigle. Why is that pigle? She machshava bachot, the davar hanasa bachot.
Heichel.
Okay. Now we'll stop here because now we're just saying what's the source for that? So we'll stop right here. It's the perfect place to stop. We'll have to Amar Bishuv at Levi and the That's a good question. Yeah.